Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that Ava and Jaden have discovered a whole bunch of frogs that somehow died in the forest back by Dr. Stinky Breath's property. We're not exactly sure why there's so many dead frogs, but I think it's connected to something that's going on with the Purple Ninjas. Well, let's see what happens next. We gotta get back to HQ. Come on, Jaden. Ava and Jaden were running back to HQ as fast as they could, hoping to find Mr. Jim inside. Mr. Jim! Shouted Jaden. Mr. Jim, are you inside? Shouted Ava as they ran towards the back door. Guys, whoa, what's all the shouting? Said Mr. Jim. We just saw a ton of dead animals over at the river by Dr. Stinky Breath's property, said Jaden. You saw what? Wait, what kind of animals were they? They were all frogs, said Ava. I think we saw like 7 or 8 of them that were all dead. Whoa, that sounds really bad. Were there any other animals that were dead or was it just frogs? Well, I did see a really happy looking turtle. We didn't see anything else that have died. It was just the frogs. Mr. Jim stood there with his hand on his chin and he was thinking really hard. So, Mr. Jim, what do we do? Guys, I'm pretty sure we have to call Mr. Luke. I bet he'll know exactly what's going on. You see, Mr. Luke is on the Critter Protector team. This is a very important team whose job is to protect the critters of all shapes and sizes, both in your backyard and around the world. Mr. Luke knows a lot about critters of all shapes and sizes. Hopefully, he will have a clue of what's going on. Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden all ran inside of HQ. Mr. Jim was headed over to one of the walkie-talkies to call out to Mr. Luke. Shh. Hey, Mr. Luke! It's Mr. Jim here. We got a problem on our hands that we could really use your help with. Shh. Hey, guys! I'll do my best here. What's going on? Said Mr. Luke. Shh. Well, Ava and Jaden just found a whole bunch of dead frogs at a river near us. Do you have any idea what could be causing that? Shh. Oh no, that's awful, said Mr. Luke. I hate it when there's dead critters. Well, were there other dead animals or was it only the frogs? Shh. It was only frogs. We saw like 7 or 8 of them. We did see a really happy turtle, but yeah, all the frogs seemed to be dead. Shh. Wow. Okay, well, first thing that comes to mind is to check for a fungal infection, specifically chytridiomycosis. What did Mr. Luke just say? Asked Jaden. Chytridio what? Shh. I know it's a big word, but yeah, chytridiomycosis is a deadly disease that is very dangerous for all amphibians. Shh. Oh, if it's only for amphibians, is that why the turtle we saw was still alive? Shh. Yeah, turtles are reptiles, so that could be why. The reason why chytridiomycosis is so dangerous for amphibians is because the skin of amphibians is extremely delicate. It lets in almost everything it touches, said Mr. Luke, which is why it's a good idea to just look at frogs and salamanders instead of picking them up because you never know what might be on your hands. Shh, holy smokes, said Ava. Because what's on my hands could go right through their skin? Shh, exactly, said Mr. Luke. Shh. Wow, thanks, Mr. Luke. It looks like me and Ava are going to need to head back and get a sample to verify if we have an outbreak of chytridiomycosis, said Ava. Yeah, that. Mr. Jim grabbed onto the walkie-talkie and said, okay, Mr. Luke, thanks for all the help, and we'll keep you updated as soon as we learn anything else. Shh. All right, good luck, guys. Over and out. Shh. All right, Ava and Jaden, you're right. We're going to need some samples of those frog specimens so that we can check for that chytridiomycosis. Bring some gloves with you and make sure to touch as little as possible. I hear this stuff can spread very quickly, and we don't want to make the situation worse. You got it, Mr. Jim. Ava, are you ready? Yep, I got some sample containers for the specimens, and here are some gloves. Come on, Jaden, let's go. Meanwhile, at the Purple Blimp, Dr. Stinky Breath seems to be crying because his stinky toad has died suddenly.
Hey, do I hear the boss crying?
Yeah, but... Achoo! Take those boots off. They keep making me sneeze. Wait, why do you only have one boot on?
Oh, sorry. The other one got stuck in the mud by the river.
Hey, let's go check on the boss.
She was my favorite pet. What happened?
Oh, dear. So sorry, boss. I don't know. She was pretty old.
Well, Pepper Ninjas, I've had this very special stinky toad ever since my birthday 3 years ago. She was my best friend. How did this happen?
We will look into it, boss. It must be Biology Squad who is behind it all.
Yes. Yes, you must be right. Achoo! Oh, why am I sneezing so much?
Sorry, boss. It's my fungus boots, you know, from Queen Ginger's.
Get those out of here, Pepper Ninjas. And find out why my stinky toad died. It must be Biology Squad. Now get to work!
As Ava and Jaden arrive back at the river, they were shocked to find even more dead frogs. This is getting even worse. I know, Jaden. It's quick. We gotta take a sample and get back to the lab. We can't let this get out of control. Holy smokes, you're right, Ava! Now what if that chytridiomycosis stuff, what if it starts to spread throughout the whole forest? Well, we can't let that happen, can we? Ava carefully put some of the frog specimens into a container from the lab. All right, there. Now, let's get back and see if Mr. Luke was right. Hold on, Ava! Look closely at those footprints right there! Ava turned around and knelt down next to Jaden, saw that those footprints did have some very strange, dusty-looking powder on them. Jaden, grab one of those other containers out of my bag. Let's take a sample of that stuff. I just don't have a good feeling about it. Jaden reached down with the container and carefully scooped up some of the powdery stuff. Yeah, let's get out of here. Come on, Ava. Whoa, oof, ow. Jaden, are you okay? Yeah, I just tripped over this nasty boot stuck in the mud. They both realized that was the boot from all the footprints they'd seen.
Yeah, it's just gonna be over here.
Where? Why are we walking through the forest all the way back here?
They're getting closer. Come on, grab that boot. Let's get out of here, said Ava. They grabbed the boot and started running as fast as they could back to HQ.
Where did you say you left your boot?
I think I stuck it. Right around. Right here.
I don't see anything.
I love those boots, and now I only have one boot and a muddy sock.
Come on, let's get back and figure out what's going on. The boss is still really upset.
As Ava and Jaden arrived back at HQ, Mr. Jim was all ready to start performing the analysis. Hey guys, come in this way. We have to stay in this back room. We have to quarantine these specimens so we don't contaminate all of HQ. Let's start running the test to see if this is really chytridiomycosis. What do you need us to do? Asked Jaden. Well, first, hand me those test tubes and the beakers. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Mr. Jim was right. It took the rest of the day, but finally, they had an answer. Ava was carefully watching the timer, and finally, beep, beep, beep.
Guys,
The timer went off. Great. So, Mr. Jim, you said the solution in this beaker turns bright purple. That means it's positive for chytridiomycosis? Yes, said Mr. Jim. Is it purple? Ava looked inside the beaker and nervously said, yeah, it's definitely bright purple. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, said Jaden with his hands on his head. What do we do? What do we do? Does this mean every amphibian is going to die? Mr. Jim shook his head and said, I'm not sure, Jaden, but we have a contaminated forest out there. It's going to be up to us to save all those amphibians and clean the forest before it's too late. Oh no! What in the world is going to happen? Is Biology Squad going to be able to save the amphibians in time? Not sure what's going to happen next, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Biology Squad.
It's time for Biology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Rory, Maya, Noah, Luna, Gabriel, Nashi, Carson, Madison, and Abby. I'm so glad that you're all on Biology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join Biology Squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com to fill out that form, and we will send you a free access card in the mail. We will see you on the next adventure. HQ, over and out.